So now we are talking to Anca, who's also from Bucharest and who's also been out protesting against the recent
Hello.
Romanian government decisions. Hi,
Hello. Hello, Catalina.
Anca. I wanted to ask you, because you are there. And you know, the international media is reporting on it. In the US, British media, French media. What has actually been happening in Romania these days?
So everything started about 3 weeks ago when our government wanted to issue a law which was, from our point of view, attacking the justice. So the first protest was on the 18th of January. I remember exactly because it was one day before my husband's birthday, and we were out for coffee and some friends called us and they said, "Hey, there is a protest because they want to do this." And we said, "Okay, we'll come in the street." So this was the first protest. This was before the law was issued and published. But I knew that something is wrong with it, that they want to change the code, the penal code, and they want to put a limit of money, and just from that limit of money, somebody can be punished for abuse in service. So this is something which it's totally not normal, let's say. It's not normal to be like that. And many people were talking in during the, this during that days that this is a law which is breaking, let's say, our justice, and it's not something that have to happen. That's why we started to protest against it even before it was really issued and published, when it was just a project. Yeah.
Anca, how did it feel to be there in the square every evening? I understand that the weather isn't the nicest or the softest in Romania now.
Yes, at least the first evenings it was really cold.
What kind of temperatures are we talking?
In the first evening, it was around -7 degrees, and I spent there more than around 3 4 hours. When I got home, it took me around 1.5 hour to get the cold out of me and to be able to sleep, really. And I slept really bad during the night because even if there in the street, it is really a nice atmosphere. There are people talking about this law, about the people which are running this country, about what should happen and what shouldn't happen, and what should we do and what we shouldn't do, and so on. There is also a conflict between generations, and I have to say it. I also had this conflict with my older relatives, which do not understand why we are in the street, and they think that we are manipulated. And I don't know, maybe we are. I cannot say that we are not, maybe we are. But I know for sure that nobody paid me to go in the street, and that nobody asked me to go in the street. And it was just my conscience and my values which said, you should go there and you should fight for what you believe. So yes, we had many conflicts with these older relatives, and this was, I think, the most annoying thing in all this, to see that we cannot find a way to communicate with these people and to not, let's say, not to make them understand, but at least not to argue and not to fight with them and to keep them calm and
But we are talking, Anca, about people who have lived for most of their life in a communist system, who had
yes.
no experience of politics or of making choices or informed choices and all that. Everything was done for them until they were, I don't know, in late adulthood. So
not all the people are, so all the people are in this situation. They were born and raised in the communist era, for sure, in the communism. But not all the people are without education, or not all the people are lazy, not all the people are stealing from others, you know, to survive or something like that. And this is something that I don't understand. You also have my values. You also worked hard during your life. You didn't have the same, let's say, social context and cultural context and all these economical context I have, but I had. But you also have my values. Then why would you protect people which really don't have any kind of value, like, let's say, Dragna? Why would you do that? This is something that it's really hard for me to understand.